try to get through this. Every time I start trying to do this again, looking at this, it kind of bothers me. Not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense. On December the 1st of this year, I asked a question. I gave you the answer. I asked the question of what time is it? And on December the 1st, it was preaching time. I turned right around on the 8th and asked the same question, but the answer was different. The answer was that it was praying time. On the 15th, I thought you hadn't gotten it, so I asked the same question again. And on the 15th, it was presenting time. Then again, on the 22nd, which was last Sunday, I asked the question, and the answer was different again. It was pruning time. I'm asking the same question again today. And the answer will be different, and it will be that it's praising time. It is time for us to just praise God, us as you may take your seat. And you don't have to have a special reason to praise Him. Just because of who He is. Just because how far, and I know this might not be grammatically correct, done already brought you. God is worthy to be praised. And the scripture that the deacon read for the scripture and devotion is one that I thought about, but I didn't get to. It said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And this is one of those messages that I don't have any points today. Yawn. Because it seemed like to me, everywhere I would open my Bible, help me, Holy Ghost, I could find reasons to praise this God. This is an awesome God that we serve, and He's worthy to be praised. And I'm so glad that He does not hold grudges. I'm glad He just takes me back when I mess up, and I come and I praise Him. See, if you don't know Him personal, this won't mean anything to you. But God has not been good to me. And I just have to praise Him every chance I get. And don't feel sorry for me because I cry. Because somewhere I read it, I think it's apples of gold, and I got to look in my apples of gold book and find it. Tears are to the soul, all right, like soap is to the body. God, when God's been good to you, you just need to praise Him. And every one of us in here praise Him different, but you just got to praise Him. Because God's been good to you. This is what we call the last Sunday in the year of 2013. In my mind, every time we get to this part of the year, my mind goes back to 1999. When they talked about when 2000 rolled around, the whole world was going to just, everything was going to go to kaput because everything was on computer. But God. But God. When it's in the hands of God, it's all right. I made up my mind. Doesn't matter. What happened? I'm leaning and I'm depending on God. All right. Because he got me this far. Yes, and he wouldn't have brought me this far to leave. Yes, God is an awesome God. And he's worthy to be praised. What believers need to understand is that praise is an offensive weapon of attack on Satan. In fact, you could consider praise as a type of prayer. In the Bible, praise is frequently related to God's awesomeness or his fearfulness. Praise calls forth the supernatural intervention. When God does something, in 15 and 10 of Exodus, it's found a song that Moses and the Israelites sung after their deliverance from Egypt. And after Pharaoh's army had been drowned in the Red Sea. And God, all right. God is an awesome God. Just if you can, just imagine standing there on the banks of the Red Sea. Pharaoh and his army behind him. The Red Sea in front of him. God. Talking to his servant Moses. Moses, what you got in your hand? That's why, brothers and sisters, you need to use just what you got.
All right.
If you don't have it, you can't use it. All Moses had in his hand was a rod. And God said, stretch out the rod and tell the children of Israel to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's why I praise him every now and then. Because I stand still and I see what God's already done. But sometimes you have to do just like the children of Israel. You have to stand right there and watch him do what he's going to do. And Moses stretched out his rod and the sea parted. The water stood up on his side. And I challenge any man to tell water to stand up. But God. But God. Somebody said the water congealed on both sides. That means it got halfway solid and it just stood up. Some historians have said that the place where all those 6 million people walked across got so hard from them constantly walking across, the water doesn't move it anymore. So it's just like an interstate highway across the Red Sea. But God, parted that water and allowed them to walk across. Then they began to praise God after they got on the other side. See, sometimes God will let you watch what he's doing. And you can't praise him while he's doing what he's doing. But then he allows you to look back and see what he's done. That's why every now and then you need to look back and see where God has brought you from. God done brought you from somewhere. He brought you out of some mess that you never would have thought you would have gotten out of. But God. That's why every now and then, when you can't tell nobody why you're praising him, you just got to praise him and let him ask you why you're praising him. You just continue to praise him. And really, the reason you're praising him, really, and I'm not mad at nobody, it ain't none of your business. Just that I'm praising God. God knows why I'm praising him. I'm praising him because of where he brought me from. God's been good to us. Awesomeness of fearfulness in his praise. God's been so good to us, we ought to get scared of it. In a reverential sense that if I don't praise him, I wonder what good blessings he's going to show on me. Because God doesn't do anything harmful. Everything he does is good and very good. I might not see it right now, but God has done great things in our life. And you cannot see all the good that God has done for you. That's why every now and then you reminisce and you think of something that he's done for you that you didn't pray. You think you didn't praise him for and you start praising. Because he's good to you. I can't get away from that. How awesome God is with us. The word awesome is something that no very few people reach it. And God reaches it. Everything he does is awesome because he's God. And he gets us out of stuff that nobody else can get us out of. That's why you ought to praise him. Every chance you get, you ought to praise him. Because he's God. Praise is revealed and calls forth. We say it calls God's supernatural and his awesome things, his fearful. And God especially does this against his enemies. God got some enemies. And it's called Satan. And it's more than it's a bunch of, they got little imps running around. They doing his bidding. And all of them are not out there in the world. Some of them in church. That's why they in church, because they think they know everything. But God got a time when the imps are going to praise him. Because it says every knee shall bow. Yeah. And when every knee bow, that hard-headed younger, that misbehaving child, that husband that won't do right, you keep praying for him and God will make him come to you because God will answer your prayer. I use the word make, but if he be like me, he'll want to come. Because after a while, you get tired of the devil beating you up. And see, most of us, 99.9% of us, know a little bit about this God. We know he's a good God. And we said, if he brought me this far, he can get me out of this, and we look at old Joe Blow over there. He's no better off than me, but he seems to be living a lot better than me. I believe I'll see what Joe Blow got. That's why I tell you, you ought to live a good life in front of the world so they can see how good God is. That's why I still drive that old truck I got. And I still drive it because I want people to see how good God is. Oh, you say, well, why don't you drive them off? I want them to see that God, when God does something, it does not run out. Run out. I help people almost, if not every week, every other week, want that truck. God gave me this. And when God, it's going to last. Because he's from eternity to eternity. I asked him for that truth. And he gave it to me. But I'm trying to show you how blessings are, why he ought to be praised. You ought not to do anything that you don't talk to God about. Everything you do, you ought to talk to God about it. And if you talk to God about it, he's going to bless it. That's why after he's done what he's going to do, that's why you ought to praise him. Because he brought you through whatever it is. He's an awesome God. Psalm chapter 22, verse 23. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye seeds of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye seeds of Israel. Let every thing that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise is the appropriate response by God's people to his awesomeness, to his fearful acts of war and vengeance in our behalf. Listen, listen. When somebody mistreats you, leave them alone. Pray for them. For God said, vengeance is mine. Thus saith the Lord. God will take care of his children. That's why you ought to praise him. That's why when Moses and the children of Israel got across the Red Sea, they began to sing psalms of praise. And Miriam got the sisters, and they started with the tambourines dancing and praising God, because they remembered where God had brought them from. Have you ever been in a situation and you knew after you got out of it, you knew nobody could have brought you out of it but God? Then you ought to just praise him, because he's worthy to be praised. It's time for the children of God to give God the credit that he does deserve. You ought to just praise him. Psalm chapter 8, verse 2. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avengers. Look here. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Doesn't mean you got to be 6 months old, 12 months old. No, some babes are 55 and 60 years old. They are babes in Christ. And out of the mouth of them can come some good things. Little children will teach you something if you listen to them. Let them have an argument and you stay out of it. They'll settle it. In the next 5 minutes, they'll be playing. But you grown folks get in. You got some stuff in you. And out of the mouths of those children, you'll understand why you ought to just praise God. When difficult things happen, don't get angry with the people. Talk to God. And when you talk to God, God will make a way for you to get out of it. You ain't in the middle of your mess. Praise God and watch the devil leave you alone. You have to praise him when you're up, and when you're down, you praise him all the time. You have to become a machine that constantly praise God. You ought to just praise him because he's worthy. God provides strength for his people against the enemy. This verse speaks of praise of small children. Gives to the greatness of God. Prayer of children often brings salvation to the souls and still the mouths of the avengers. Children, when there is a dispute in the family, a child can settle it better than we can. Most of the time, if they go there, they'll go and go to sleep. After they wake up, they have forgotten what the problem is. We go to sleep so we can wake up and think about it. They go to sleep to forget it. But you ought to just praise God. And if you don't think you have reasons to praise God, if you're still inhaling and exhaling, you ought to just praise him. Children, young believers have something to give to Christ. But sometimes those of us that's been around a couple of days walking with God won't allow them. You got to listen. And out of their mouths will come wisdom and understanding when we take it and apply it to what God would have for us to do. Said that. I read somewhere said during the Protestant Reformation, there was a man named Melanchthon, and then him and Martin Luther, and was going through a distressful situation, and everybody was seeming to be against him. Melanchthon walked by the house of a family that he knew were believers, and the children had gathered up all the children in the neighborhood, and they were out there in front of the house on their knees praying. They were praying because they went to the same church that Luther and Melanchthon went to. So they was out there praying for him. And Melanchthon happened to walk by. And when he walked by, he saw him praying. And he broke out and started running. Ran straight to Martin Luther. He said, Martin Luther said, we're saved now.
He said, why you say we're saved? He said, because the children down the street are praying. He said, and God listens to little children. He said, because their hearts are pure. He said, so therefore, we need to know now that things are all right. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings will come the wisdom of God. And we need to understand that. God will hear you. But then there's praise. He praised them because he saw children praying. He praised God because he knew what they were doing, because he knew their lifestyle. You've just got to praise him. And children can also learn the scripture if we constantly keep it in their presence. God has provided his people strength to deal with the entire kingdom of Satan. The nature of the strength that God provided is fully explained if you look at Matthew chapter 21, 15 and 16. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and children crying in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were displeased and said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have you never read out of the mouths of babes and suckling that thou hast perfected praise? Mean that the praise is perfectly coming out of their mouth. They were so up on the law, but they had not read and understood their own law. They wanted him to make the children stop calling, Hosanna, 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 the Son of David, because they were giving him praise and they were doing the right thing, but the leaders thought they were doing the wrong thing. And then Jesus turned around and, have you not read or have you not heard? He went right back to Psalm 8 and 2. So therefore, that's why I tell you this morning, we were talking about, you need to get the whole part of the gospel from this passage. Jesus said it's all right for children to be involved in service. It's all right for young believers to be involved in service, because they can give God the praise as well as any other. But it has to be coming from the heart. You cannot praise who you do not know. If you know him for yourself, you can praise him. You can praise him when other people think you ought to be. You ought not. You can praise him. And you don't have to be vocal and real active all the time to praise him. You can just praise God yourself. It's better to have corporate praise, but you can have a private praise party. You can have a party praising God all by yourself. You can have it in church, but you got to praise him. It's time for us to praise God for the great things that he has done. Praise him. Praise is one of our greatest weapons that we have. We need to use it to the fullest extent. Don't allow anybody to stop you from praising God, because they don't know where he brought you from. They don't know all the good things that he's done for you. They don't know, but you do know. That's why you ought to just praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him in the nighttime. Just praise God. And I said earlier, you don't have to have a special reason to praise him. Just praise him anyhow. Praise him because he's God. Well, perfected the praise is because of their innocence and because of the sincereness of their heart. That's where we need to get to the point of. And can I just tell you that praise is more than what we call praise and worship service. You praise God when you leave this place that we call the church. You praise God when you own your job, when you're driving up and down the road. When nobody won't speak to you, you still praise God. Because he's worthy to be praised. And I'm still breathing, so I'm going to praise him. Praise him with everything that I have. Because he's worthy to be praised. Jesus says in this passage, he says that it come out from them, the mouth. Our mouth is our primary channel for releasing the spiritual weapon against Satan's kingdom. So many of us are quiet when we need to be speaking. Then again, we speak when we ought to be quiet. You need to understand that God has an appropriate time for you to speak. And he has an appropriate time for you to be quiet. But oh, when it's time to speak, seems like it's the inappropriate time. When the Holy Spirit keeps urging you to say something. You need to speak. Because if you don't speak, somebody might not be saved. If you don't speak, somebody might not come to Christ. If you don't speak, how are they going to hear the word of God? You have to open your mouth and speak this word of God, because God placed it down on the inside of you and it got to come out of you. God can read your mind, but we can't read one another's mind. You got to speak it out your mouth and let the word of your God come out your mouth. If I get mad with you, I'll speak it out. But if it's the Holy Ghost, I'll squelch it down. You got it in reverse order. If it's anger, you ought to squelch it down. If it's the Holy Spirit, you ought to spew it out and let it get all over, because God needs for them to hear the word of the Lord. You need to speak this word of God. And when you speak the word of God, you will be giving them praise, because people sometimes don't like to hear. But when they don't like to hear, that means they ought to hear, because it's right now is the right time for the word of God to go forth. You don't know that they won't receive it unless you tell them. You give it to them and let them reject it. I stand here and I said this, I think, last week. I preach this word and I don't worry about whether you receive it or not. I pray and I hope you receive it, but I've done my job. I try to tell you what thus saith the Lord, what the word of God is. And he said, give me praise, because I'm worthy to be praised. Praise him when you get up. Praise him when you go to bed. Just praise him all the time. Praise him. Praise him. Because he's worthy to be praised. God's strength is in his praise. Somewhere he said, I inhabit the praise of the people. That means he comes and he lives in the praise. If you want God to bless you, praise him. Don't praise him just to get his blessing. Praise him because of who he is, where he brought you from. Just praise God anyhow. When they don't want you to praise him anyhow. When they want you to praise him anyhow, because he's worthy to be praised. I'm going to praise him, y'all, because I know where he brought me from. He brought me from a mighty long ways. Guess what? He's not through with me yet. How do I know? Because I'm still inhaling and exhaling. God got something else for me to do. That's why I tell you, you just got to praise him. If you praise him, if you praise him, he'll bless you. I don't praise him for him to bless me. I praise him right now for where he done brought me from. You don't know where he brought me from. I will see as a result of God blessing me. He blessed me beyond measures. He blessed me with salvation. And right now, the way he's leading me, he can have everything else. Just don't take his salvation away from me, because I'm going to praise him. Because the way I lived, I would have been in hell. But because of God, he saved my soul. When I came to him, weary, wounded, and sad, he blessed me, because he said, come ye unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'll bless you, Lord. And I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to praise you, because I'm a sinner. I was a wretch undone, but you blessed me anyhow. I'm going to praise you. If nobody else praise you, I'm going to praise you. If nobody praise you. I'm going to praise you. May I have to praise you. Saying the same thing over and over again until you bless me another way. But I'm going to tell it to the top of my voice. He blessed me. Yes, he did. I told you about him taking me off of the blood, off of the cholesterol, off of the sugar, diabetes medicine. I don't take anything for cholesterol now. God done blessed me. That's why I can praise him, because I asked him and he did what I asked him to do. But I stayed on my knees doing just like he asked me to do. Didn't like what I had to eat sometimes. But I got to the place where it tastes all right now. Don't have to have ham hocks and my collard greens now. I can eat a turkey necks in them now, because God done fixed me. See, there's some things God won't do for you because you can do it for yourself. I could stop myself from eating all that stuff that I was eating. God didn't do that for me. I had to do it for myself. Don't eat as much banana pudding as I used to eat, but I eat a little bit of it. Don't eat as much of it, but God done blessed me. That's why I can praise him. That's why I can get tired of hearing it. That's all right. One of these days, God's going to bless you, and you're going to tell somebody how he blessed you. I'm going to bless, I'm going to praise him, y'all, because he has been good to me. He blessed me where I can walk. He blessed me where I can just keep putting one foot in front of the other. But God done blessed me, and I'm going to praise him with everything I have. Listen to me. Please, ma'am, and please, sir. God will bless you. And all you need to do is just praise him. It's just praise him. And listen, we said it. You ought to praise him because he blessed you. He blessed me. Sometime and I don't praise him. Yeah, you too. You too. When you don't praise him, if you keep inhaling and exhaling, he'll bring it to your mind. He'll say, do you remember when such and such did happen to you? I was there. And then you just, your eyes water up and your mascara begin to run. But you just praise him anyhow, because he's worthy to be praised. No matter how ugly you look, but you're doing it to God. It doesn't matter how you see me. It's how God sees me. He sees me before him on my knee, stretched out on my face, telling the Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. And listen, when you thank him for what he's done, you are prepared to do something else for him. God never gets tired of blessing his people. If you think he does, go back and read the book of Judges in the Old Testament. They were on a roller coaster. They would mess up, then they do good. Then they mess up, then they do good. They mess up, then they go. They all, and God blessed them every time. Every time they messed up, God got them out of it. When they stayed in it long enough that they realized they couldn't get out without God. And don't you think that you have to go into captivity before you need help? If you're born again, sanctified, saved, and full of the Holy Ghost, nobody else knows when you mess up but you and God. And when you know you messed up, you ought to fall on your face and go before God.
Yes, sir.
And God will,
oh, yes, he will
forgive you.
Uh-huh.
But brothers and sisters, you got to praise him. You got to praise him. I'm through, but let me tell you a story. There was this man that operated the train tracks. Had a 6-year-old son. His son always wanted to come out with him at the train tracks and watch the train.
He let him come sometime. This day he let him come and he got busy inside doing something. And he lost track of his son. Then he heard the whistle of the train. I didn't tell you where the train track was. It was when it went to the right, it went over a long river. And that's where his son liked to walk. And he walked out across there. And when he heard the whistle, he started looking for his son. He looked out there and he saw about halfway down the track. Oh, the train had another track that he could turn the train onto the track. But the track didn't go all the way across. It went part of the way. So he could have turned the train, but he did not turn the train. He let the train run and killed his 6-year-old son. And he was praying. Said, what am I going to tell my wife when I get to the house? The Holy Spirit touched him and said, tell her that he's with me. There were a whole lot of other people on that train that were not saved. They would have ended up in hell. Said, tell her that you did for your son like I did for mine. You allowed him to die so others might be saved.
My love.
When he told his wife, grieved, yes. But she began to praise this God that we serve. If I would have been there, I would have asked her, why are you praising God? You don't have a son anymore. Then I got my answer. Said, praise is what I do. Praise is who I am. She said, I can hear her saying, because he's home with God. Those other people have a chance to be at the same place. Say, yes, and some of them might not get saved. But it won't be because my son didn't die. There's somebody on this earth that are not going to get saved. But God paid the price with his only begotten son. He allowed him to die so that by his death the world might be saved. With that, we'll extend an invitation. Listen, please, ma'am, and please, sir, don't think because we do this all the time, don't let it get commonplace to you. Take it serious. If you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is the time for you to come and get to know God. You need to come to Christ just as you are. If you could hear the stories of people that are saved that's in this building today, that would scare you because of the great things that God has forgiven us for. When you come to Christ just as you are, don't try to change yourself. Don't try to wait till an appropriate time. Now is the time to praise God and come and give your life to him. Will you come to Christ just as you are? Don't worry about who's around you. If you're ashamed to come by yourself, raise your hand and I'll come get you.